Hello, Ikudako.
Hello.
This is Copenhagen reporting in about how to choose a topic. We would like to exemplify a few of the methods that we've been employing. We trusted these methods to somehow do the work for us, at least partly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also been an examination of how a score can do the thinking if you just commit to it. Starting from the individual contributions that we all have submitted, we examined one of them, decided to go for one of them and explored the deeper, let's say, urgency or motivation in it using a method which I think is called 5xY.
Mm-hmm.
And it works somehow like this. If we take one of my subjects as a point of origin, I would say that I work with embodied grief.
Why do you work with embodied grief?
I work with embodied grief because unprocessed and, let's say, heady grief incapacitates the body and makes it unable to act politically.
And why is... How do I frame it?
Right? Then you just say why.
Why?
Yeah. And then... Then I would say that why? Because grieving is a social action, one that brings folks into community, and that's always already political.
Why?
The coming into community around grief is a way to honor life and honor the sanctity of life, and also to affirm that all deserve to live unconditionally. So there's something in the grief that becomes political because it emphasizes the value of life, even the lives that are lost.
Oh, why?
And that's where I think I arrive at maybe an ethic of the right to life, that for me everybody has a right to life, and that I am not, like, no structure, no power is entitled to take life. And I see here, for instance, I wrote down that grieving affirms the value of every life lost. And therefore, when you grieve, you reinscribe that value into the group.
Great.
So that would be the 5xY, arriving at a quite like ethical politics of life, or mm-hmm. The right to life. And then what we did is that we looked at those, let's say, like layers, and found one word that would summarize the essence of that theme. And then we colored in that word. So my one word, for instance, if we go with my example,
let's do that,
would be mourning. And then I color that word in with one other word. So mourning lives. And I started writing mourning deaths, actually, and then I stroked through it because I realized that it's not only the deaths that I am mourning, but I'm also working on those who are living precaritized lives or expandable lives. For instance, Palestinians or trans-feminized people. So mourning lives that are exposed to death. So those mourning lives. And then another word to color in that would be mourning ungrievable lives. Ungrievable being this term from Judith Butler. And then if I had to color in that with another word, it would be mourning ungrievable lives together. And then if I had to color in that with another word, the last word, it would be defiantly mourning ungrievable lives together. So this somehow speaks to the aesthetics also of trying to do this on stage and through performance.
Mm-hmm.
Then we put that work on the floor.
Mm-hmm. And we started to string words together. So by everyone doing this, as we just did, then we took string, made like a carpet of all these words and sentences, and started to string singular words together. So, for example, if we take Naya's here, ritualized feelings. Where does it go? Ritualized feelings, like one. And then we had...
Shared sweating.
And... let's see here. Yeah, some different ways that then somehow created one subject, one sentence.
Mm. And we were looking a little bit for like, these words are a bit in friction with each other. So care was one word, ama another.
Mm.
And they generate a kind of friction that attracted our intention. Violence and... where did that go, actually? Violence and destiny. Yeah. I don't know. These different things. And all these words made up a total of 28 words, which became a word cloud.
Yeah, and then from that we cut out all the words and started to puzzle them together. So again, playing a little bit with friction, then we started to layer all these words together, allowing to add in, what is it, these
conjunctions. Yeah. And yeah.
Exactly. And then we kept playing with the words, like with puzzles, until we started to find something that felt it had juice, like that interested us. I could read one out.
Yeah, maybe read the last one.
So the last one we ended on was... You want to read out loud?
Yes, sure.
Yes, do it. So, the layer of ritualized sweat on our politics of destiny by trying to control a feeling of shared power is honestly really not possible. We grieve in armor and cared for an expanded poetic violence, so honor us, be carefully unprocessing toxic feelings? Question mark, exclamation mark.
Mm-hmm. And the point of this puzzle was to juggle around these words and concepts that we all have colored in and out of through the five times why and the coloring in with different words, and trying to see what in the moment, in this puzzling moment, makes a shared sense. Mm. The shared sense maybe being described by, this is it.
Mm.
So the puzzle would take as long as it took until we had constructed a full sentence, which would then be our subject.
Thank you.